With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A bill intended to save counties hundreds of thousands of dollars in the upcoming special election for Montana's vacant U.S. House seat brought heated testimony and debate Thursday in the Capitol. Senate Bill 305 would allow counties the option of running the May 25th election entirely through mail-in ballots. Great Falls Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick introduced his bill to the House Judiciary Committee.
This election is going to be very expensive, and it's going to be an incredible burden on your local taxpayer. The cost of running a statewide election is somewhere between $2 to $3 million, and that cost is primarily borne by your local county governments.
Fitzpatrick and county election officials estimate the cost savings for running the election without physical polling places could be over $500,000 statewide. But opponents of the bill say it will jeopardize the integrity of the election and hurt voting access for rural and Native American communities. Susan Good-Giese, a Lewis and Clark County commissioner, testified in support of the bill. She served as chair of the Montana GOP in the early 1990s.
The kerfluffle surrounding this bill seems to be the fear of the Republican leadership about a big turnout that would somehow favor Democrats if Senate Bill 305 passes and this extraordinary election is run as a mail ballot. I respectfully submit that that notion is just flat untrue.
The political maneuvering behind SB 305 was brought up throughout the hearing. In February, the chairman of the Montana GOP sent out an email asking Republicans to oppose the bill. The chairman said mail ballots give Democrats an inherent advantage in close elections. The Republican Speaker of the House received criticism for placing SB 305 in the House Judiciary Committee instead of a committee that usually deals with legislation regarding elections. SB 305's Republican sponsor says this was done in order to kill the bill, but the Speaker says it was done out of concern of the legislation being unconstitutional. Senate Bill 305's first hearing in the House Thursday lasted over 2 hours, broken up by disruptions, challenges to the Republican committee chair's authority, and the sergeant-at-arms clearing the room and escorting a woman out of the committee hearing. Carol Mackin, who identified herself as a taxpayer from Helena, was removed from the room after disobeying committee chairman Alan Doan's order to keep testimony short.
10% per year.
Ma'am, I'm not going to speak over the top of you. You heard clearly what the limitations are here.
You have an individual over here who will...
Next proponent, please.
To take me out of this room, okay? That's what he's here for. Please request
him
to do that.
Is that what you want this to turn into, ma'am?
You bet you.
Democratic lawmakers argued with the committee chair for not allowing more time for the more than 24 county commissioners and clerks and recorders to testify in support of the bill. Far more people showed up to support the bill than oppose it. The Republican committee chair says he gave equal time to both sides and needed to keep the hearing on schedule. Gary McDonald says he drove over 400 miles from where he lives and works as a Roosevelt County Commissioner in order to support the bill. He says the election is too soon to effectively organize physical polling places for people to vote.
I'm quite concerned of not being able to get enough judges. Polling places are really an issue for us right now. And we're a long county, 90 miles long, and if we can't get the polling places up on the other end of the county, it can mean a long trip for people to get to the polling place to vote. So it's basically convenient for the people and saving us a pile of money. And so we're asking that you put politics aside and do what's right for the taxpayers of Montana.
Supporters of the bill say it will increase voter turnout and save counties money for the special election they haven't budgeted for. But Representative Sharon Stewart-Paragoy, a five-term Democrat from Crow Agency, says running elections by mail will hurt voting access for some Montanans.
One size does not fit all. There has been voter suppression in the past. All mail-out balloting, the science behind it does not work for rural Montana, does not work for American Indians.
George Realbird III is a county commissioner in Bighorn, where Stewart-Paragoy lives.
We don't have mailboxes at our homes. Like you, many of you do, maybe in Billings or Missoula. You know, we have to drive to town to go to our post office box. So if we got to drive, we might as well go to the poll that day too. My biggest question was, how am I going to get the most people to the polls in my area? And for me, that's a poll.
Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton says allowing the counties the option of doing an all-mail ballot election would remove judges and the eyes that watch the voting process.
We are not here to run the cheapest elections. We're here to run the best elections. As elected officials, it is not our task to make our job easier. As Montana's chief elections officer who just took office, who's trying to delicately run an election 63 days away, I would ask you not to just table this foolish and short-sighted idea, but to do it and table this thing now so that we can get out and work with the people.
The House Judiciary Committee did not vote on the bill Thursday. Several county election officials urged the committee to pass the bill soon because mail ballots must be sent out by April 10th. Montana Governor Steve Bullock supports the mail ballot bill. A representative from the governor's office testified during the hearing that there will be satellite voting offices on Native American reservations open during the special election to address the access issues. The Montana Senate passed the mail ballot bill 37-13 in mid-February. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.